This week, a proposed bill that would have required lawmakers to disclose their finances to the public was overwhelmingly voted down in the Idaho legislature. The proposal covered candidates at the state, county, or city level. It was an annual disclosure that included revealing employers, stocks or bonds worth more than $5,000, and boards individuals may serve on. Spouses of candidates would have also had to disclose their occupation and employer. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright the way policy committees work in Idaho had something to do with the proposal's failure.
You know, we've talked before, Samantha, about the role of committees in Idaho in the legislative process and how powerful it is. One of the things that's very unusual is that in Idaho, bills aren't just automatically introduced. They are essentially, almost all bills have to be introduced through a committee. And the way that works basically is the sponsor of the legislation takes this proposal. It's not even called a bill yet. It's called an RS, a routing slip. They take this proposal to the committee and they make an argument for why this ought to be printed and introduced as a bill, and then we go from there. Well, what this process does is it gives great power to committees, first of all. And secondly, before they ever really get into the system, it eliminates something on the order of 25 or 30% of the proposals that in most states would automatically get introduced. But in Idaho, it doesn't work that way. And we've also talked in the past about the role of committee chairs and how powerful they are. Well, this week we saw a rather interesting version of that, I suppose. The State Affairs Committee, the House State Affairs Committee, the chair of that committee, Tom Lerscher, who's been in the legislature for many years, had a proposal to create legislation that would require financial disclosure among legislators. Idaho is one of only two states right now that does not have financial disclosure for their state legislators. And Lerscher brought this bill up. This is actually brought this proposal to the committee. This was based on this interim committee that did research on disclosure and involved the Secretary of State and a number of others. And they made some recommendations for what ought to be done to essentially bring Idaho up to the disclosure standards that exist elsewhere in the United States. And Lerscher went to his committee with this proposal and was unable to convince the committee to print it.
They turned him down.
On the one hand, this is not unusual. The not unusual part is that a committee refused to print something, thus winnowing it out of the system, basically, for this year. But what is very unusual about this is that the committee essentially turned down their own committee chair on this. And this is extraordinarily rare. I don't recall seeing a committee chair bring something to his or her committee before and having them refuse to print it.
And the committee chairman, Lerscher, could only get two Democrats, no Republicans, two Democrats to basically try and sign on with him. And everybody else said, no way.
This committee has a number of the more conservative members of the Idaho legislature in this committee. And, you know, if you read their statements, they were apparently quite offended by the notion of disclosure. So that was interesting. One of the things that the chairman said was, you know, if we don't do something about this, this is likely to come back at us as an initiative. And I think he's absolutely right about that. Some of our listeners may recall that the original Sunshine Bill in Idaho, the lobbying registration bill in Idaho, and that included a number of other components, campaign finance, disclosure, et cetera, that was done through the initiative process because the Idaho legislature back then, 40 years ago, was refusing to do something. So I think he's quite right that is likely to be an initiative. Whether that succeeds or not is a whole nother matter. But I don't think we've seen the end of this particular issue in Idaho. Moreover, all three of the major Republican candidates for governor weighed in on this issue almost as soon as the committee refused to print the bill.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a new podcast called Legislative Breakdown, and this week's special guest is a lobbyist who used to work at the State House. Find Legislative Breakdown every Friday in iTunes, the NPR One app, or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.